Today, Mason Davis is an accomplished lawyer in Birmingham. But in 1958, he was just a young law student trying to register to vote in Alabama.
The registrars asked me to explain the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. I started talking that none of them knew what I was talking about, and they ultimately allowed me to become a registered voter.
While the line of questioning struck Davis as odd, it made him also worry what they were asking other potential black voters.
What do you think they were asking people who were not law students? They would ask questions on the literacy test, some so outrageous as, tell the number of jelly beans in this jar.
Congress passed the Voting Rights Act in 1965. The measure made it illegal to ask voters to pass any test before casting a ballot. Now, almost 50 years later, Shelby County in Alabama is challenging the constitutionality of one part of the act. Cam Ward is a state senator representing District 14, which includes Shelby County. He says the issue is over something called preclearance.
Anytime we want to annex someone into our cities, we have to get permission from the Justice Department. Anytime we want to de-annex, change our city lines, we have to get permission from the Justice Department. And that seems extremely overburdensome for one area of the country to have to do it as opposed to another.
Ward thinks the Voting Rights Act has served a valuable purpose and continues to do so. But when it comes to the preclearance provision, changes need to be made. He's a supporter of efforts to challenge the act before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The burden that it puts on your local government is tremendous, and one slight error can null and void your entire election and you have to start over without any proof of discrimination whatsoever. It's just because you didn't follow a piece of paperwork with the Justice Department. And there are other areas in the country which also have an unfortunate history with the Civil Rights Movement that this doesn't apply to. So it just seems overly punitive to me.
Preclearance covers many southern states as well as towns and counties across the U.S. Alabama points to strides made toward racial equality, like electing black judges, mayors, statehouse members, and even sending an African-American woman to Congress. Representative Terry Sewell is a native of Selma and represents District 7, which covers much of Alabama's black belt. She agrees with Ward that racism is not just a southern problem.
We can't just say that it's a southern problem because, frankly, when I studied law school up in Massachusetts, the very first time I was called the N-word was at Harvard Square. Now, not Selma, where I grew up, but Massachusetts. So let's not be confused. Racism is alive and well, and it exists across this country and across this world.
The debate doesn't seem to be over the absence of racism, but whether or not Alabama is any worse than other parts of the country.
New voting restrictions in Ohio.
A Republican Secretary of State wanted to close.
This is a clip from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart on Comedy Central.
Ohio Republicans failed in their attempt to expand voting hours in Republican areas while cutting them back in Democratic areas.
What more does Ohio have to do to get on the list of states? I mean, replace voting machines with shredders? I mean, it's just...
Claims that Alabama is doing better when it comes to racial discrimination aren't convincing everyone in the state. Southern Poverty Law Center co-founder Joseph Levin has worked on more than 50 major civil rights cases. Levin says when it comes to progress on social issues like race, immigration, and gay rights, it just seems like Alabama is slower to come around.
Alabama is on social issues of this sort, for whatever the variety of reasons are that exist in this state, is always at least 50 years behind the more progressive states in the country.
And it's not hard to find people who agree with that assessment.
I would say more than 50 years. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Alabama is one of the most backward states I know.
Judge Helen Shores Lee is a 10th Circuit judge in Jefferson County and daughter of the famous civil rights attorney Arthur Shores. His Birmingham house was bombed twice in the early 1960s during the fight for civil rights.
They haven't come that far. You can see in the passage of House Bill 56, the anti-immigration bill, that we haven't come very far. And while the laws of Jim Crow may be gone off the books, the spirit of Jim Crow among many Alabamians is alive and well.
Efforts to challenge the Voting Rights Act before the Supreme Court have forced the issue of racial equality back onto the national stage. 50 years has been enough time to integrate schools and elect a black president, but some feel it may be another half century before it's safe to remove the act so many civil rights supporters in Alabama worked so hard to pass. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News, in Birmingham.